Translation and purport by ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. I shall also describe his sublime knowledge, which is the door into spiritual life, to my mother, so that she also can attain perfection and self-realization, ending all reactions to primitive activities. Thus she also will be free from all material fear. Please repeat. I shall also describe this sublime knowledge, which is the door to spiritual life, to my mother, so that she can also attain perfection and self-realization, ending all reactions to primitive activities. Thus, she also will be free from all material fear. Support. Kadava Muni was anxious about his good wife, Devahuti, while leaving home. And so the worthy son promised that not only would Kadava Muni be freed from the material entanglement, but Devahuti would also be free by receiving instruction from her son. A very good example is set here. The husband goes away, taking the sannyas order for self-realization, but his representative, the son, who is equally educated, remains at home to deliver the mother. A sannyasi is not supposed to take his wife with him. At the vanaprastha stage of retired life, or the stage midway between householder life and renounced sannyas life, one may keep his wife as an assistant without sex relations. But in the sannyas order of life, one cannot keep his wife with him. Otherwise, a person like Kadama Muni could have kept his wife with him, and there would have been no hindrance to his prosecution of self-realization. Kadama Muni followed the Vedic injunction that no one in sannyas life can have any kind of relationship with women. But what is the position of a woman who is left by her husband? She is entrusted to the son, and the son promises that he will deliver his mother from entanglement. A woman is not supposed to take sannyas. So-called spiritual societies concocted in modern times give sannyas even to women, although there is no sanction in the Vedic literature for a woman's accepting sannyas. Otherwise, if it were sanctioned, Kadava Muni could have taken his wife and given her sannyas. The woman must remain at home. She has only three stages of life: dependency on the father in childhood, dependency on the husband in youth, and in old age, dependency on the grown-up son, such as Kapila. In old age, the progress of woman depends on the grown-up son. The ideal son, Kapila Muni, is assuring his father of the deliverance of his mother so that his father may go on peacefully without anxiety for his good wife. Om Kenati Manandasya Kenanjana Salakaya Taksu Angalitam Jena Tasme Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svara Madantikam. Vandeyam Sri Guru Sita Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Radham Tandikam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditam Shah Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamsala Gorange Rade Vinda Maneshwari Vishabhanu Sutadevi Panamami Haripe Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Mukham Kuruti Vachalam Pangam Vangayate Girim Yatri Pataraham Vande Sri Guru Dinatayanam Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tihamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachayani Nedasesha Sinyavadi Pastachadis of Tiny. So here in this third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Renunciation of Kadama Muni, chapter 24, the Lord Kapila is assuring Kadama Muni that his renunciation will be in order. Even in our society, the wife has to give permission for the man to give sannyas. And that means that there has to be consideration for the wife, whether she's going to be okay if the husband takes sannyas. Fourth order of spiritual life. In Vedic culture, there's very systematic structure. In the secular department, there are four divisions of labor: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. That means intellectual, spiritually advanced class. That means administrative class, the Kshatriyas, like the arms of the body, and the Vaishya class, like the belly of the body. Vaishya means business community, farming community, and the leg department, the laborer class, Shudras. So this is natural division of labor. It's natural because it was established by Krishna. Chaturvanya Mayashristam Gunakama Vibhagasa. So on top of that, Vedic culture, Vana Ashram, it has four Vanas, means occupations, and Ashram, four Ashrams. Ashram means spiritual classification, spiritual orders. Ashram means spiritual order, just like Kadama Muni was living in his Ashram. And other great saints live in the Ashram. We live in the Ashram, the Brahmachari Ashram. Brahmachari Ashram means it means also a place where we live. It's called the Ashram. Brahmacharini Ashram. And there's also Grihastha Ashram. And it's a spiritual order. And the whole idea of these ashrams is that when we go through our life, we can make spiritual progress. Not only do we have an occupation, a varna, but then on top of that we have a spiritual system. So generally for the Shudras there is only married ashram. So, for the Shudras, for the labor class, generally marriage, Grihastha ashram is the most important thing. They're expected to get married and pursue their spiritual life. But for the higher orders, there's also a chance that after Grihastha ashram, for the Vaishyas and Kshatriyas and Brahmanas, that they can even become detached from family life and try to reach even more perfect stages. And the idea is that in the sannyas order of life, some people will be free to preach the message of Godhead, the message of Krishna consciousness, spiritual life, to the other orders. So in order for that to happen, in order that there can be renounced preachers, there's a system of detachment, and that's being described here. There's a system in society of detachment. So, the system is that the son will be able to look after his mother. So Kapila is promising to his father, Kadava Muni, that don't worry, I will look after your mother, I will preach to her, and she will be freed from all material fear. His word here is that she will become Bhayam Chati Tarishyati. She will overcome material fear. This word Bhayam is very very interesting word. Vajahure mana shinana nandana avaya charanara dindure. So, worship oh mind, just worship. Worship Hari, which makes one worship the lotus feet of Hari, Abhaya Charanara Bindure. The lotus feet of Krishna, Abhaya, they make one fearless. Bhajahure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana. This Hari is Sri Nanda Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. And his feet make one fearless. So, somebody has to give us the lotus feet of Krishna to make us fearless. This is a Krishna consciousness movement. We cannot be fearless without Krishna's lotus feet. How is that? How do we explain that? Can we be fearless if we're the President of the United States? Although he has all his armies and all his missiles and all his advisors, is he fearless? No. Actually, Alexander the Great, I was just saying, Alexander the Great, he conquered the whole world, more or less. But when he returned to his home, he said, no, I was conquered by my wife. I was conquered by my senses. So as long as we have enemies at home, in the form of our senses, then how can we be fearless? Fearlessness means that we know where we are going, the purpose of life, where we are going. If we're in ignorance, then how we can be fearless? If I tell you, sometimes we give the example, if I tell you, here's a very nice house, and you can live in it, and it has a TV, it has a refrigerator, it has a video, it has a computer, it has nice furniture, it has a nice bed, it has everything, it has a nice wife, it has everything you want. And there's only one small drawback. You know what that drawback is? Anytime somebody can walk in and shoot you, then will you have to take that house? Will you want to take that house? No. Why? Because you'll be fearful. You'll be fearful all the time. There's no security, just like in Nairobi. Everyone is locking their doors, and they don't even know whether the lock will protect them. So they're fearful. And this is the material world. Bhayam Griti Abhidhanesita Syat Ishada Parthesya Viparyo Smriti. This is described in the Bhagavatam, that Vayam Dvitiya Abhivinesitasya. When our intelligence becomes reversed, when we think I am the controller, then what happens? This is not true, I am not the controller, I am the servant of Krishna. But when the servant wants to become the master, what happens? Vayam Dvitiya Abhivinesitasya. Immediately becomes fearful. Why? Because he is a competitor to Krishna. Krishna is his competitor. Just like if I become a criminal in Nairobi, I'm always looking this way and this way. So the police may be following. I'm paranoid. Paranoia. This is a common for young hippies, when hippies take illegal drugs. One of the worst thing about taking drugs is that you become very fearful. The police may come. They may bust you at any time. So the people who are taking illegal drugs are always very fearful. They're never happy. They can't be happy. If any time the door might open, okay, come with me. This is a bust. The police have come. Take you away. So where is the enjoyment in your hallucination? Even if there was enjoyment, how can you relax? Can't relax, there's no peace. The Bhayam Dhriti Abhivinesita Syat Ishada Parthasya Viparyo Smriti. Viparyo Smriti, when our remembrance is bewildered, then we forget Krishna and become fearful. Just like the criminal is fearful of the police. So, the whole world is fearful. This fearing is the most prevalent of all miseries of life. What are the four main activities that we have to do? We've had this before. What are the four animal activities? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Defending means fearing. I'm always having to protect myself. Why? Because I think I'm this body. I forget Krishna and I don't identify with this body. Therefore I'm always in fearful condition. What will happen to this body? It's terrible. Terrible condition. I'm getting old. That's a fear. I might catch a disease. Someone might stab me. So many worries we have. So this fearing is prevalent. Even when you're eating, you're fearing, oh, a dog is fearing, will another dog come? A bird is fearing, will someone catch me, catch me? And you're sleeping, also you're dreaming of anxiety, this is called stress. They call this in the modern life stress. When I was in Tokyo, I was doing book distribution in Tokyo last year, and I could see how fearful the people were. You know what? They were fearful to get to work on time. They were fearful not to waste at any moment, lest they lose their job, lest they lose their money. And they were running, literally running across the street. And there's a special way to stop them. The devotees have to develop a way to stop people. They have a leaflet, a beautiful leaflet, color leaflet. It's got a picture of prasadam distribution, Sunday feast, everything all glossy, nice temple, nice marriages, you know, everything. And then and they stand, you know, and you're standing, Dobby, you're like 1 out of 100 people. They take the leaflet. And then you have to run. Would you like to take this book as well? You want to take this book also? And then you stick the book in the hand. It's a major operation. You're halfway across the street by the time you stop them. And the only good thing about the Sankirtan in Japan is that the smallest note is 1,000 yen. 1,000 yen is about $8. So if you do get the book in the hand, and they pull out, they go for their pocket, then they've got $8 in their hand. So it's very good. Unless they go for the coin. If they go for the coins, then there's a bit of a struggle. So they're so fearful, they don't want to stop. They have no time. They're so much fearful. Eating, sleeping, mating. Of course, mating is very fearful. Even if we have a wife, she may run off. So many men. I've had experience myself. Gone. Gone with the wind. Of course, I don't blame. But personally, I don't blame. But any man who has a wife is always in anxiety. And any wife, she's always anxiety. What will happen to my husband? Yeah, and the mother's always worried about her children. So there's just fearing. Why is it? Because we've forgotten Krishna. Krishna bullies sage, and Adya Bahimo. We're in this fearful condition. So, therefore, Kapila Muni, Kapila Muni is saying that your mother, your wife, she will also be free from all material fear. Because I'm going to teach her about devotional service to Krishna. Vajahare mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charanara dindare Savana kirtana svarabandana karasevana dasyare. Sujana Saki Jana Atmani Vedana Govinda Tasabi Lasi. This is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Describes material life. Are we working very hard for the pleasures of this world? But we are never happy. We have to serve bad masters. We have to suffer in so many ways. And there's no happiness in our family without this devotional service. So, therefore, in this Varnashram system, the woman must remain at home. In this purport, Prabhupada is talking about the role of women in human society. And this is an important point because half of human beings are women. Believe it or not, just about half the population have female bodies. So, it's very important that half the population know how to live. And they know how to make progress in spiritual life. So in the Vedic system, is that woman is not given independence. You remember that? The Sanskrit? Svatantra, Sri Svatantra. She's never given independence. And it's a very good reason why not. You may think, oh, this is discrimination. Because women are just as good as men. And of course, they are. But in Vedic culture, there's a great system of specialization. Specialization is there. Just like there's the four varnas, the Brahmin community, the administrators, and the business community. And if you're born in a farming family, then you become very expert. You also become trained up as a farmer. And the farmer, he knows his job very well. Similarly, administrator, kshatriya, he's trained up. So similarly, a woman has a specific